So before you listen to the sermon, read 1 Timothy chapter 6.
قبل از اینکه موضوع گوش بدین، اول تیموتائوس فصل 6 رو گوش کنید.
So today's sermon is about coveting.
امروز موضوعمون در مورد حسادت کردن به دیگران.
I want to warn about coveting.
میخوام اعلام خطر کنم براتون در مورد حسادت.
Even more important, I want to specifically warn of becoming a covetous person.
کسی که همش حسود باشه نشین.
Why do I want to do that?
چرا میخوام در مورد حسادت صحبت کنم؟
That's because as you will see in the Bible.
همونجوری که کتاب مقدس میبینی.
It brings great destruction to your life.
زندگیتون رو نابود میکنه.
Yeah, and if you discover today that there's anything of this in your heart, that leans towards coveting.
اگر احساس میکنید تو قلبتون چیزی هست که شما رو به اون حسادت زیاده خواهید.
You need to take action.
و باید تو زندگیتون عمل کنید.
Otherwise, you're moving
وگرنه,
into a place where destruction comes to your life.
باعث نابودی جمع میشین، نابودی میشین در حیات.
Now, we all need to deal with a level of coveting in our lives.
هممون یه جورایی تو زندگیمون یه درصدی ممکن این حسادت رو داشته باشیم.
Has to deal with this. It's a common sin.
هممون گناهی است که همه
دارن. Have a sin nature.
طبیعتمون گناه‌آلوده. همش یه جورایی باهاش مشکل داریم هممون.
Yeah. Let me start to give you some insight.
اما چند تا نکته رو بهتون بگم.
Have you given an idea?
چجوری بفهمیم؟
Of where you're at.
کدوم منطقه؟
Go to Hebrews 13 verse 5.
عبرانیان 13 آیه 7 رو باز کنید.
Hebrews 13 verse 5.
عبرانیان 13 آیه 5.
Let your conversation be without covetousness and be content with such things as ye have, for he had said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee.
13.
Hebrews 13 verse 5.
زندگی شما
پنج. زندگی شما از
طمع خالی باشد به آنچه دارید قناعت کنید، زیرا که او گفته است تو را هرگز رها نکنم و تو را ترک نخواهم نمود.
Yeah, so being without covetousness
بدون طمع بودن
goes together with being content.
زدش میشه قناعت.
And opposite would be that covetousness goes together with not being content.
Now,
here's something to test your heart with. Are you a person that easily complains and murmurs? Because that's the opposite of being content. Yeah, that points to coveting.
و اشاره نشونه طمعه.
Do you have a tendency to compare yourself with others all the time?
همیشه خودتو با دیگران مقایسه می‌کنی.
Your life, your position,
زندگیت,
your looks,
مقامت, لباست,
your abilities.
قادر بودنت, صفات, هنرات.
Now, that's the opposite of being content.
ضد قناعت.
Yeah, that points to coveting.
نشون میده که دارید در حقیقت طمع می‌ورزید.
Yeah, the Bible tells us to be content in all situations.
میگه در همه شرایط.
Philippians 4:11 and 12.
فیلیپیان فصل 4 11 و 12.
Not that I speak in respect of want, for I've learned in whatsoever state I am, therewith to be content. I know both how to be abased, and I know how to abound. Everywhere and in all things, I am instructed both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need.
نه آنکه درباره احتیاج سخن میگویم، زیرا که آموختم که در هر حالتی که باشم قناعت کنم. و نیازمندی رو میدانم و دولتمندی رو هم میدانم. در هر صورت در همه چیز سیری و گرسنگی و دولتمندی و افلاس را یاد گرفتم.
Yeah. Are you a person that envies what others have?
آیا تو ناراحتی؟
That envies when others are blessed.
چیزایی که دیگران دارن.
That points again
to
coveting.
آیا ناراحت میشی پس طمع داری؟
Because you're not content with what you have.
تو راضی نیستی، قانع نیستی از چیزی که تو داری، از چیزی که تو گرفتی.
We see this often in children.
تو بچه‌ها معمولاً اینو زیاد می‌بینی.
Everybody is perfectly happy.
همه خوشحالن.
When everybody gets one cookie.
و اگر به همه یه دونه بیسکویت بدی.
As long as the rest also gets one cookie, that a child is fine.
اگر همه یه بیسکویت
بگیرن. Give one extra cookie.
To a sibling, but I'm over here. You shouldn't do so bad.
And all hell breaks loose.
Yeah?
That's a lack of contentment with what they have. It points to poverty. It is sinful behavior. And of course, this behavior is also found in adults. They're just a bit better in hiding it. Oh, it's nice that this person got this gift. But you're thinking, why didn't I get this gift? Why her? Why him?
Yeah?
Now, let me start to give you some verses where coveting is brought up to get a good definition of what it is. Go to Exodus chapter 20. Exodus chapter 20, verse 17. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's house, thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife, nor his manservant, nor his maidservant, nor his ox, nor his ass, nor anything that is thy neighbor's.
قتل مکن، زنا مکن، دزدی مکن، بر همدان خود شهادت دروغ مده.
What?
20, 17?
Yeah. Yeah, it says, do not covet. Yeah, it's one of the Ten Commandments.
Yeah,
God gives us a list of 10 basic things to help us live rightly before Him. Yeah, if there's any 10, here you have 10 that will help you. And one of them is about coveting.
And
I'm giving some examples. Yeah, don't covet your neighbor's wife, servants, animals, nor anything your neighbor has.
Now,
go to Deuteronomy
5:21.
Neither shall thou desire thy neighbor's wife, neither shall thou covet thy neighbor's house, his field, or his manservant, or his maidservant, his ox, or his ass, or anything that is thy neighbor's.
بزن همسایه تمه مبرز و حسرت خانه همسایه خود یا مزرعه او یا غلام و کنیزش یا گاو و اوراقش یا هیچ چیز دیگر او را مکن.
Again, the same commandment, the same Ten Commandments, but instead of the word covet, the word desire is being used. Do not desire your neighbor's wife. Do not desire his house or his field, etc. Yeah, so what is coveting? And of course, we're talking about a negative kind of coveting
here. Now,
it is desiring something that is not yours to have. It's a wrongful desire.
Yeah?
Is it wrong to desire your wife? No. But it is wrong to desire the wife of your neighbor. That's a wife you cannot have. Is it wrongful to desire a house? No, but not a house that belongs to your neighbor. And you want that. Because that's a house you cannot have. But what if your neighbor has just something that you like?
Yeah?
Something you think, hey, that's handy, I would like to have that as well.
And
you go to the store and you buy the same thing. Is that coveting? No, it's a desire for something you can have.
Yeah?
Just don't make it a competition. Yeah?
Because then you go overboard again.
If there's something you want, but you're unable to afford it. You see this beautiful house and you're dreaming, I wish I could have that. But clearly you cannot afford it.
Now,
again, that is coveting. That's something you cannot have. At least not at this point in time.
Yeah,
what should you do? Stop comparing and just be content with where you're at.
Now,
in our minds, when we compare different sins, we tend to think coveting is not as severe as other sins. We'll look at fornication. Said, oh, that's bad. Yeah? Having
بده.
A physical relationship before marriage. We look at murder. Oh, that's bad. We shouldn't be doing that. Yeah, stealing. That's bad. That coveting, no. Normally people think that's not that big of a deal. Yeah, it's a sin that happens in the mind. It is just a thought.
Now,
but let me show you
how
serious this sin and its consequences actually are.
Yeah, this is
not a minor thing. Yeah, there's a reason why it's in the Ten Commandments. Yeah, it can destroy your life. Yeah, it is a root. Yeah, that you don't want to have spring up in your life. Yeah, it is like giving a three-year-old a hammer
in a
porcelain museum. Hey buddy, have fun. It will result in destruction. That's what coveting does to your life. Read Colossians 3 verse 5. Mortify therefore your members which are upon the earth, fornication, uncleanness, inordinate affection, evil, concupiscence and covetousness, which is idolatry.
پس اعضای خود را که بر زمین است بکشید. زنا و ناپاکی و خوی و هوس و امیال شریر و طمع که بت پرستی است.
Now, if you look at idolatry, we know this is very bad.
Yeah,
worshipping other gods, giving honor and glory to anything else than God. Yeah, it's bad. Now, it's equaled with coveting.
Hey,
this is like that. This is on the same level. Now, let me show you, give you some stories from the Bible where there's people who are coveting and it leads to destruction, it leads to bad things. Let's start with something small. Yeah, like the fall of humankind. Genesis chapter 3. Go to Genesis chapter 3 and read verses 1-6. Now, the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. And he said unto the woman, Yea, had God said, Ye shall not eat of every tree of the garden? And the woman said unto the serpent, We may eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden, but of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God had said, Ye shall not eat of it, neither shall ye touch it, lest ye die. And the serpent said unto the woman, You shall not surely die, for God doth know that in the day ye eat thereof, then your eyes shall be opened, and ye shall be as gods, knowing good and evil. And when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and that it was pleasant to the eyes, and a tree to be desired to make one wise, she took of the fruit thereof, and did eat, and gave also unto her husband with her, and he did eat.
و اما مار از همه وحوش صحرا که یهوه خدا ساخته بود زیرکتر بود. او به زن گفت آیا خدا درستی گفته است که از هیچ یک از درختان باغ نخورید؟ زن به مار گفت از میوه درختان باغ میخوریم، اما خدا گفته است از میوه درختی که در وسط باغ است مخورید و بدان دست مزنید مبادا بمیرید. مار به زن گفت به یقین نخواهید مرد، بلکه خدا میداند روزی که از آن بخورید چشمان شما باز خواهد شد و همچون خدا شناسنده نیک و بد خواهید بود، چون زندید که آن درخت خوش خوراک است و چشم نواز و درختی دلخواه برای افسودن دانش. پس از میوه آن گرفت و خورد و به شوهر خویش نیز که با وی بود داد و او خورد.
So what's at the center of the sin?
مرکز این گناه چی بوده؟
Yeah, see. Coveted after something she should not have. She was not to take from that fruit. It was forbidden. Yeah, she saw. She desired. And she took. Yeah. What should she have done? Help Adam.
آدم کمکم کن.
I'm talking snake here. Speaking against God.
مار حرف میزنه ضد خدا.
But that's not what she did.
اما چیکار کرد؟
She listened to Satan. Talked with her.
باهاش حرف زد.
And Satan got her to a point that he desired something she shouldn't be desiring.
قلبش باید به چیزی می‌خواست که نباید می‌خواست.
Humankind fell as
an انسان زمین خورد.
Consequence of it.
نتیجه اون.
Yeah, it was wrong desire.
نتیجه
غلط. Go to the book of Joshua, Joshua 7.
یوشع فصل 7.
And there we have a story. That is after the Israelites were defeated when they were attacking the city of Ai.
بعد از اینکه به اون شهر حمله کردن،
yeah, شهر Ai. They had just conquered Jericho, a mighty city, big walls.
اریها رو شکست داده بودن، شهر خیلی بزرگ با دیوارهای بلند.
And they're very confident going to this small city.
و خیلی با شجاعت تمام رفتن به شهر کوچیک.
And they're very, very confident that they can deal with this small city here.
But
they're getting defeated. Now God tells them, hey, Joshua, here's the reason that this happened. Israel has sinned. Yeah, they've taken from the spoil for themselves.
And they were
specifically told not to do that. Yeah, the spoil of the first city was supposed to be for God.
Like the first fruit. Yet
somebody in the congregation disobeyed. Yeah, so different tribes are brought up. And God is now step by step going to show who the problem is.
متفاوت میاد و خداوند یکی قدم به قدم نشون میده که گناه اصلی مال کی بوده.
Read Joshua 7 verses 16 till 19 till now. So Joshua rose up early in the morning and brought Israel by the tribes, and the tribe of Judah was taken. And he brought the family of Judah, and he took the family of the Zerahites. And he brought the family of the Zerahites man by man, and Zabdi was taken, and he brought his household man by man, and Achan, the son of Carmi, the son of Zabdi, the son of Zerah, of the tribe of Judah, was taken. And Joshua said unto Achan, My son, give, I pray thee, glory to the Lord God of Israel, and make confession unto him, and tell me now what thou hast done. Hide it not from me.
پس یوشع بامدادان برخواسته قبیله های اسرائیل را یکی پس از دیگری نزدیک آورد و قبیله یهودا برگرفته شد. یوشع طایفه های یهودا را از نزدیک آورد و طایفه زراحیان برگرفته شد. پس طایفه زراحیان را خاندان به خاندان نزدیک آورد و خاندان زنی برگرفته شد. سپس یوشع مردان خانواده او را یک به یک نزدیک آورد و اخوان پسر کرمی، پسر زندی، پسر زرا از قبیله یهودا برگرفته شد. آنگاه یوشع به اخوان گفت ای پسرم، یهوه خدای اسرائیل را جلال ده و نزد او اعتراف کن و از آنچه کردی با خبر ساز و چیزی از من پنهان مدار.
And so Achan was selected.
And
Joshua demands, hey, tell me, what have you done?
Yeah,
because this was a serious thing.
People
died because of it.
They
lost the battle. And he demands to know what he had done. God had not been with him because of that.
Now,
listen to the answer of Achan. And Achan answered Joshua and said, indeed, I have sinned against the Lord God of Israel, and thus have I done. When I saw among the spoils a good Babylonian garment and 200 shekels of silver and a wedge of gold of 50 shekels weight, then I coveted them and took them, and behold, they are hid in the earth in the midst of my tent and the silver under it.
اخوان یوشع را پاسخ داد، به راستی من به یهوه خدای اسرائیل گناه ورزیدم. این است آنچه کردم. در میان غنایم ردای نفیس از شنعار 200 مثقال نقره و یک شمش طلا به وزن 50 مثقال دیدم. پس طمع ورزیده آنها را برگرفتم و اینک در زمین درون خیمه من پنهان است و نقره ها زیر آنهاست.
Yeah, he had taken things that he shouldn't have taken.
Now,
where did it start? He saw. He coveted. Yeah, had a wrong desire. And he took. It led him to take this clothes and the silver and this gold. Things that were not for him to take. Now, what was the result? What was the end of that? What was the consequence of him coveting? Now read the next verses. And I skip to verse 24 and read till 26. And Joshua and Israel with him took Achan the son of Zerah and the silver and the garment and the wedge of gold and his sons and his daughters and his oxen and his asses and his sheep and his tent and all that he had, and they brought them unto the valley of Achor. And Joshua said, Why hast thou troubled us? The Lord shall trouble thee this day. And all Israel stoned him with stones and burned them with fire. And they had stones, and after they had stoned them with stones, and they raised over him a great heap of stones unto this day. So the Lord turned from the fierceness of his anger, wherefore the name of that place was called the Valley of Achor unto this day.
آنگاه یوشع و تمامی اسرائیل با وی اخوان پسر زرار را با آن نقره و ردا و شمش طلا و پسران و دختران و باغان و غلامان و گوسفندانش و خیمش و تمامی دارایش گرفته به وادی اخور بردند. یوشع گفت چرا این مصیبت رو بر ما وارد آوردی؟ پس امروز خداوند تو رو به مصیبت گرفتار می سازد. آنگاه تمامی اسرائیل رو سنگسار کردند. آنها ایشان را به آتش سوزاندند و سنگ ها بر ایشان افکندند و بر روی اخانی تلی عظیم از سنگ برپا داشتند که تا به امروز باقی است. آنگاه آتش خشم خداوند فرو نشست. به همین جهت آن مکان تا به امروز وادی اخور نامیده می شود.
His life literally gets destroyed. He gets stoned to death.
But
notice, it's not only him that gets stoned. Yeah, we already saw that the whole nation was affected because of the sin of Achan. But we also see that his wife and his children are stoned here. Everything he has.
Yeah,
it says they stoned them. Yeah, they were not there to witness the execution. They were stoned as well.
هم باهاش سوختن.
And this is a gnarly story.
داستان خیلی سخته. Yeah. نه؟
But these stories are given to us as examples.
داستان ها به ما داده شده.
So we can learn from them and don't do the same things.
بگیریم که ما هم مثل اونا نباشیم.
You don't control coveting in your life.
زنا طمع رو تو زندگیت نمیتونی کنترل کنی.
Harm will come to your life.
بدبختی و بلا تو زندگی
and the life of your loved ones.
و محبت
yeah, your sin affects others as well.
اونایی که بهشون دل میبندی.
Achan did not have his heart in check.
اخان قلبش درست نبود.
He desired things he could not have.
چیزهایی که مال خودش نبود رو خواست.
Yeah, resulting in his destruction and the destruction of his family.
باعث نابودی خودش و حتی خانواده‌اش.
And he could have had these things because later on
همه اینها رو داشته باشه.
They were allowed to have the spoil.
قادر بود که قنایم بعدی رو بگیره. فقط عجله کرد.
Yeah. Coveting is something that you need to take seriously. It's a root that you do not want to have spring up in your life. Go to 2 Samuel chapter 11. And this is a very famous or infamous story. And it's about David. Yeah, if you think about David, there are certain things that you think of. Yeah, good things. But there's one specific bad thing that comes up when, when people think about David. And that's the story where he sinned with Bathsheba. Read 2 Samuel chapter 11 verses 1 till 5. And it came to pass after the year was expired, at a time when kings go forth to battle, that David sent Joab and his servant with him and all Israel, and they destroyed the children of Ammon and besieged Rabbah, but David tarried still at Jerusalem. And it came to pass in an eventide that David arose from off his bed and walked upon the roof of the king's house. And from the roof he saw a woman washing herself, and the woman was very beautiful to look upon. And David sent and inquired after the woman. And one said, "Is not this Bathsheba, the daughter of Eliam, the wife of Uriah the Hittite?" And David sent messengers and took her, and she came in unto him, and he lay with her. For she was purified from her uncleanness, and she returned into her house. And the woman conceived, and sent, and told David, and said, "I am with child."
هنگام بهار آنگاه که پادشاهان به جنگ بیرون می‌روند، داوود یوآب را با خادمانش و همه اسرائیل به جنگ فرستاد. آنان امونیان را هلاک کردند و رعیه را نیز به محاصره درآوردند، اما داوود در اورشلیم ماند. روزی عصرگاهان هنگامی که داوود از بسترش برخاسته بر بام کاخ شاهی قدم می‌زد، از فراز بام زنی را دید که مشغول شستشوی خود بود. آن زن بسیار زیباروی بود، پس داوود فرستاده در مورد او پرسشجو کرد. داوود را گفتند او به تشییع دختر الیام زن اوریای هیتی است. آنگاه داوود قاصدان فرستاد، او را آورد و آن زن نزد وی آمد و با داوود با او هم بستر شد. آن زن تازه خود را از نجاست ماهانه طاهر ساخته بود، پس به خانه خود بازگشت. آن زن آبستن شد و فرستاده داوود را گفت: من آبستنم.
Now, of course, first of all, he shouldn't even have been on his roof. Yeah, he should have been out there with his army as the king. Yeah, an idle mind is the devil's workshop. But what should he have done when he saw Bathsheba taking a bath?
میدید بچیبا داره همون میکنه، چیکار باید میکرد؟
Yeah, the answer is look away.
فرار میکرد.
What did David do?
اما داوود چیکار
کرد؟ He saw.
دید.
He coveted.
طمع کرد.
And he desired to have something
چیزی رو داشته باشه
that was not for him to have.
او نبود که داشته باشه.
And then he took her.
و گرفتش.
He coveted after another man's wife.
مرد روی زن یک مرد دیگه.
And this coveting ends up in adultery.
طمع باعث شد چی بشه؟ زنا انجام بشه.
And if that's not bad enough,
اگر زنا کافی نبود،
here's the next consequence.
قدم بعدی yeah. کاری که کرد چی بود؟
Bathsheba tells him that she is with child.
حامله.
Yeah, not a blob, not a fetus. She is with child.
نه یک جنین، yeah. نه یک چند تا سلول.
Life starts at conception.
بلکه حامله است، بچه
داره. So now it will be revealed.
و الان ثابت میشه.
Yeah, what happened?
چه اتفاقی افتاده؟
So he tries to cover it up.
حالا میخواد مخفیش کنه.
And you can read the whole story.
کل داستانو
so I will summarize it for you.
اما خلاصه‌شو بهت میگم.
Yeah, first he calls out Uriah back from the army. That's the husband of Bathsheba. Yeah, so he could be with his wife.
So
it could be said, oh, that's Uriah's child. And of course, I don't know what David was thinking. Because David had a specific look to him, reddish hair and things like that.
But
anyway, that plan doesn't work out.
But then
David goes a step further. He ends up murdering Uriah. Yeah, by putting him in a position in the army where he gets killed. And that's what happens. Yeah, and David adds then Bathsheba as another wife. He multiplied wives. Which is also something the Bible speaks against. Yeah, so David commits these horrible sins. Adultery, murder. Yeah, it stains his life. And this all started with coveting. David not having a check. On his heart. Yeah, coveting leads to destruction. It leads to other sins. Yeah, you need to keep your heart in check. You have desires for things you shouldn't be having. Deal with these desires right there and then. Because it will lead to bad stuff. Yeah. Coveting leads to destruction in your life, not blessing. Yeah, so coveting is desiring things you cannot have. It's wrongful desire. It's ungodly desire. It's desire that is fed by the flesh, not by the spirit. Go to James 1:15. James 1:15. Then when lust had conceived, it bringeth forth sin. And sin, when it is finished, bring it forth, death.
پس شهوت آبستن شده گناه را میزاید و گناه به پایان رسیده مرگ به بار میآورد.
Yeah, the lust of the flesh, wrong desire.
اون خواست غلطمون چیز غلط.
It eventually leads to death in your life.
شما رو به مرگ زندگیتون میرسونه.